Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mic check, bitch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Say nine. Why don't you say
9, 9, 9, 9, 9? Because in cheerleading, you only counted to 8. Oh. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Cheerleader.
1, 2, 3. I suck dick for a living.
You're so ridiculous. What'd you play? Softball?
I already did it. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Ah!
Wait.
Did you play softball?
I didn't play sports. Why do you think I'm fat now?
Welcome, friends and family. Betches Media presents Off Campus.
Ready to party!
With Taylor Jackson.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
And Abby Lloyd.
This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
We're back, everybody. Off Campus is back and ready to party.
Ready to rumble, bitch.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But it's a new episode, new week, new me, new Abby, new you, new year. Okay?
Is this our first episode of the year? No, it's our second. Sorry.
Really? You don't remember last week's episode?
Oh, right. Taylor had a meltdown. I literally forgot.
I'm in such a better place now.
Like, takes a week.
Just glowing.
You are glowing.
Thank you.
It's probably the BB cream, though. Okay. BB cream, sponsor us.
Yeah, BB cream. BB cream sponsor, whatever brand you want. Okay. I just want to start off with a little little breaking news story.
Breaking news
that Abby informed me of yesterday. You want to take it away?
Well, I don't have all the facts.
Do we ever?
No, we've never had facts, and nothing I say is ever correct. But I've been, two separate people have told me that Timely Shalot, whatever the fuck.
Timely? Timothy Chalamet. Oh no,
whatever
Chalet.
The fuck his name is, skinny ass white boy, goes to NYU and has been giving everyone chlamydia.
He's got the clap, baby. Timmy is
actively and to this day giving people chlamydia.
So stay safe, girls.
Thank God I've already been diagnosed. I don't think I can get it again. Just kidding. I know that's not how it works.
It's not the chicken pox. it's fucking chlamydia.
I'm so dumb.
Wait, but so I have a question. Who's reporting this information? Why is the spider web coming back to poor Timmy?
Poor Timmy.
Probably because he's rich and girls are like, I got chlamydia, yeah. Pay me, buddy.
Pay me, one. Two, I saw it on Reddit, TikTok, and Twitter.
Oh, Reddit is such a reliable source.
I've heard Reddit is reliable source. That's where kind of like the nerds, it's fat like, nerds
it's like
go.
New York Times for social media.
Reddit is New York Times for social media.
I love that.
TikTok is also a New York Times for social media now.
Yes.
So I'll see like people and they'll be dancing to like renegade, renegade, renegade. And she's like, me if Timothy whatever gave Shall me it. Chlamydia. And she's like sucking his dick. And she's like, I love this shit.
I feel like this is kind of cool for his brand, you know,
because he's ugly. That kid is ugly.
Okay, so the thing is with him, I will say this, is he, like, I would fuck him because he's giving, not that he's, not right now. Once you get clean, Timmy, you can hit me up. But he gives me, like I find him attractive the way I find Pete Davidson attractive.
Pete Davidson is so much hotter than Timely. So let's get that under control.
Okay, in different ways. But a lot of girls are like, a lot of people, I think, view Timothy as that Ansel, what's his name?
Ansel Orgit.
Yeah. Anyway, so all of y'all at NYU, if you're listening,
yeah, I mean, get checked. And
Timothy is spreading it. Like, he'll fuck a girl and a girl won't know, and then she's gonna fuck someone else. Chlamydia, it's everywhere.
News flash. I went to the gynecologist yesterday. She told me that this is the most chlamydia cases she's seen when people came back from break. So it's really going crazy this December and January.
Go get checked.
Go get checked. You probably I got checked yesterday.
You fucked the townies and you they are the townies. Ridden with these STDs, let me tell you.
Townies are like rabbits.
Like rabbits. They fuck like fucking rabbits.
They got it all.
Okay, guys. So.
So that's your news for that's, today.
We are we, start maybe spreading we, sh- that. We are reporters. Start spreading that, like the chlamydia. Timothy's
welcome
spreading
to off campus, and we are dun, with dun, breaking dun news.
I'm Taylor Jackson, the head lead reporter,
and I'm Abigail Lloyd, assistant bitch.
And Timothy Shallot has the clap.
Woo!
Hide your kids, hide your wives, and close your vaginas
and close your puss.
Okay, that was guys, good. That was great. Okay, love that. Okay. We got a listener question yesterday after we basically told all of our followers on our Instagram story that they were suffering from a
dumb bitchitis, which is if you
there's a list of things.
There's a list of things. Qualify. I mean, you text your ex, you have sex with your ex, you
anything involving the ex,
you cry over any boy in general ever.
Yeah, you only communicate via Snapchat.
Yeah, I mean, ask for the fucking number.
Yeah, I think a lot of people. In my like, I can see are suffering from this, and yeah, like, and get help. We are here.
Get help. And I created that list with. I've done it all.
Yeah.
So
it's like you have to recognize it in yourself before we can help other people. And like, we have recognized it in ourselves, and we are helping you
it's
guys.
It's almost like chicken pox. Like, you have to go through it, and then you're better like, for it.
I just got the chills because we are helping people.
Again, breaking news. We're helping people.
This, like, we are kind of like doctors.
I don't want to say it, but like, this might be bigger than the Australian fires. Sorry.
You had to go there. Also, this is my little break to go and donate to the fucking Australian fires, because if you don't, you're a terrible person. Okay?
Did you donate?
Yeah, I fucking donated. Did you?
No.
Oh my
think
God.
Think you have money to donate? Someone donate to me.
Okay, I didn't yet, but I'm going to. I swear to God, I'm going to. Okay,
whatever.
Anyway, we got a question about this girl suffering from bitchitis, a common case.
Common?
It's like a common cold case.
Okay,
but I think that we this is where it's long. You ready?
It's long, and it looks like
she's suffering.
Can you shorten this down for me?
Sure.
Because I cannot
of
listen
course
to all of this.
But listen to me, okay? So we can react after. Doc.
Dr. Lloyd. Ooh, I just
okay
threw up in my mouth.
Hey, off campus, get ready, Abby and Taylor, because I can't tell if this is a fuckboy moment of the week or if I have dumb bitchitis. I don't know how to stop talking to a guy who's confusing as fuck. So there's a guy, we go to the same school, we talked and flirted for 3 months, but I was back home for the summer and never got to see him. Should I add that we started talking on Snapchat after matching on Bumble?
Oh, jeez.
After matching on Bumble.
Yep.
He seemed nice. A week before school started and I moved back, he ghosted me after telling me we could never fuck because he would hurt me. Okay.
What do you mean?
Like, he like said, I don't want to sleep with you because, like, I'm a fuck, like basically saying
oh,
I would hurt
okay
you.
I love guys like that.
She said red flag with big dick energy. True. Clearly, he was just bored in the summer. Well, fast forward 2 weeks from getting ghosted, and I decided I'd go to a frat party.
Love
did,
you.
Did
that.
I mention he's in a frat and lives in the house? Don't
okay
worry just yet. I wasn't going to his frat.
Okay,
until
good
I run into him on the street waiting for a friend, and he tells me to come to his frat. So, of course, like a dumb bitch would, I went.
Okay.
But I never found him because he was probs hooking up with some
yes
other girl.
Obviously.
So the next day I hit him back up. I know it was a bad choice, but I again had one night when I was drunk and I basically told him I would come over expecting him to say no since he would hurt me. Well, he said yes.
Yeah, of course they did.
Apparently, yeah, once he's drunk, he wants to get the dick,
yeah,
you know, right
yeah
up in
he
there.
He wants the dick.
He wants to get the dick in there.
In her puss.
Yeah, apparently now I was good enough. After reconsidering while sitting in another frat house, because I was, you're a frat rat girl.
Yeah.
Because I was very intoxicated. I said no, but I also had word vomit and told him I wasn't looking to just fuck around and actually wanted to get to know him.
Oh, no.
That's when he told me he wasn't looking for anything serious, just FWB. What does that stand for? I've never
friends
known
with benefits.
Oh, friends with benefits. Another 2 weeks later, and I'm
people are like, you never know. People are like texting you this, and you're like, you're so funny.
I've never known. I was like, ha, ha, ha. They're like, what? Okay. So friends with another 2 weeks later, I'm ghosted again, and suddenly he has a girlfriend. Whatever.
Ooh.
Whatever. I forget about him until one day he hits me up. Being the girl I am, I check his Insta and the pics of her are gone.
Yep.
Now I don't know what to do because he hit me back up and snaps me. But when I respond or try to start a convo, he leaves me on read and on delivered for 8+ hours. Like, he
honey
knows where I stand. So does he just want a girl's name popping up on his phone around the boys or like what? I don't understand why men hit me why the man hit me back up if he's going to leave me on red every day. Abby and Taylor give a girl advice on what to do about dumb bitch itis from a dumb Canadian bitch.
Canadian.
Girl, this is the common cold case of dumb bitch itis.
This is a common cold. So basically what it is every man is willing to get a girlfriend. Every man, you know, like, not saying they want one because they'll probably cheat, but like every man can commit to the one that he actually likes. Mm-hmm. So he just can't commit to you.
Because he's capable of it.
No, he's capable because he did it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why they ended. Maybe he cheated, probably. But like, he was not going to commit to you and he probably never will.
Yeah.
So that's step one.
Exactly. And I think the step one where you should have taken into consideration that it's actually a red flag is him telling you, we can't fuck because I'm going to hurt you.
And that, like, that's almost like, that's like revolting to me.
It is revolting. It's gross.
I don't like when guys say that because they think they have so much power. It's like you. It's like Dan from You, whatever. Joe, Will, whatever his name is. He's like, I can't be with you because I'm going to hurt you. Now, in his case, he really was. He was
going to murder you.
He was going to murder you. But when guys say that, like, it's almost a challenge for me. I'm like, okay, let's fucking go then.
Yeah, then let's try me because guess what?
Like, I can always hurt you better.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you're looking for a challenge, but I don't think that's the case here.
Well, because you're sad.
You're sad.
You've already ruined that chance
And there's
for you.
So many, like, the you guys were Snapchat friends off Bumble. Like, if he's only conversing with you over Snapchat, there's issues.
And if a guy wants to hang out with you, I don't know how many times I have to say it, he will
talk to you
and ask you how you're doing, all this shit. Like, and sometimes there are guys who are really good at playing the game, mm-hmm. where they, like, will text you throughout the day and then, like, sleep with other girls.
Exactly.
Which, like, those are I've been fooled. They're tricky.
There's tricksters out there. And the thing is, like, when he wasn't looking, like, you had word vomit and told him you want to be more than friends, and then, what, 2 weeks later he ghosted you and then he has a girlfriend?
Yeah,
like, listen, like, I've been in a situation before where I've expressed feelings for someone,
yep.
and I said, like, I think this could work, like, whatever, and they said, I'm not looking, like, literally, word for word, like, guys have a fucking,
they have a
cheat sheet of what to write, and it said, he said, I'm just, like, really not looking for anything serious right now, and I said, okay, I'm a dumb bitch, sure, whatever. 2 weeks later, full-blown girlfriend. It hurts, but then it's like, okay, guess what? You don't want me? Someone out there does, right? I hope.
Right? No, listen to this. So same thing happened to me in college. And this guy, like, would not commit to me. And he just would talk about other girls to me. But then we'd still have sex. And I was just like, he has to change one day.
And right now, he thinks he is in control of whatever the relationship between the two of you is. Like, oh, he breaks up with his girlfriend, deletes all the photos, texts you. Don't be the leftover fucking Chinese food in the fridge.
Don't be the rebound.
Don't be the rebound, okay?
Because, no.
He is fucking with your emotion. This is a common case of bitchitis. And the cure is to ghost him.
Ghost him.
Give him a taste of his own goddamn
medicine.
Exactly.
If you seriously wanted to, like, be with him, like, if you seriously see, like, oh my God, a future with him, like, you want his
Which you
kids,
don't. He's in a frat.
He's in a frat. Frat guys really have a hard time settling down.
And growing up. So put all your eggs into this
like,
fucking basket. And I mean your ovary eggs. Don't put all of them in his basket.
But, like, yeah, take a plan B after you have that.
Yeah, legit.
But seriously, wait, what was I just talking about?
We were just talking about how he is just, like, ghost him, how to cure her bitchitis.
If you seriously wanted to, like,
settle down,
you should, like, ghost him. And, like, if he Snapchats you, you, like, open it, leave it on red.
Uh-huh.
Don't talk to him because then he'll, like, immediately fall back in love with you.
If he wants to play fucking games, then play the fucking game. Yeah. You know? Sometimes in situations I'm like, let's just skip the games. This is stupid and just, like, over with it. But if he wants to play the games, do it.
Yeah. Okay? I love a good game.
Because right now you're the loser and you look like a fool. You do. So let's make him look like a fool.
Yeah.
Can only go up from here, baby.
Can only. And Canadian guys, I mean, come on.
Yeah, hot. And this, because Shawn Mendes is Canadian. I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now.
Love that for you.
Oh, I would fuck him. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of fucking, welcome back to our Unfuck Me segment, aka a segment where we get listener stories of a person they wish they just never fucked.
Yeah, I have,
like,
a lot of those.
There's a list of people I just want to unfuck, okay?
I have, like, 30 of those.
I know. Okay.
Do you wish you only had like 10 bodies?
Yes. How many do you have?
Like,
I hope my mom never listens to this episode. She probably won't. She stopped after the third.
Like over 40.
I'm like mid 20s.
Yeah.
That's common.
I got the common cold.
I got the common cold.
We're doctors today.
We're dockies. I love it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, unfuck me story. Anonymous, of course, she asked. Anonymous.
Anani.
Okay, so I was hooking up. I don't want you to read this because it's really good and okay. I want a raw reaction.
Okay,
so I was hooking up with this guy and everything was fine. The sex was kind of aggressive, but when he started going down on me, it got to a new level. All of a sudden, he started like playfully biting me down there.
No.
Which didn't really feel that good, but got worse when he just bit me so hard.
On the clit.
I put my hand down to feel it and I looked and my hand was covered in blood.
No.
I ran to the bathroom and watched as blood poured down my legs. I looked at it after and a little piece of my vagina was straight up detached. It was like kind of dangling off and a bite mark was visible and was death bruised. So I went to the ER the next day and had to go on antibiotics for a human bite infection. Shit, still ain't looking right down there. He did it on accident, just went too far, I guess. Worst part was when my parents got the ER bill in the mail, which was more detailed than I'd hoped. Laughing my ass off, never again. This motherfucker bit her vagina off.
I'm in shock right now.
Like, you're saying, unfuck me, but I don't think you'll be able to fuck again.
If that happened to me, no one would ever be going down on me again.
That would give me, I have PTSD right now from that for you.
Because you know what? When people go down on me, I honestly like a little, like a sucking action.
Yeah.
But I'd be.
like a vacuum.
Yeah. Bitch, yes.
Love that.
Love a vacuum on my vag. But seriously, like, if the vacuum starts to go and, like, I think that this man is about to bite me. Like, I'm imagining her walking to the bathroom and I can see, like you're holding part of her clit's on the floor.
He fucked the clit right out of you. I am so sick.
If my parents saw that.
My mom would be like, so how did your piece of your vagina come off?
I would have just, like, made up, like, I was shaving my vagina. I guess it just, like, cut off.
Really, really.
But it said human bite.
A human bite.
Girl.
She could see it. I hope that guy sounds like a psychopath.
He sounds like the guy from You.
Fucking Joe from You. Get away from him. And I wish.
Is he hot? Can you send us a picture after this?
We should get all pictures of people you want to unfuck and then maybe like hold it up here.
Yeah.
If it's legal. I'm pretty sure it's not legal.
It's not, probably.
What's everything we do is legal. Yeah, I would definitely unfuck this guy for sure. Immediately. Except now you're like, does it still hurt to have sex now?
Yeah.
Like, did they sew it back on? Or does it grow back like a starfish?
Well,
like if you lose your clit, does it grow back like a starfish?
Well, doesn't like when you... Now, guys, I'm no doctor and everything I say is stupid.
Today, we're kind of doctors.
But don't you, when you go to the gynecologist, don't they snip a little something off your vagina?
I don't know. You were there yesterday.
Do they? But like, I never see what's happening down there. And
I'm pretty sure you would feel if they
cut
a piece of your vagina.
Yeah, but like, you know when you go into the gynecologist, guys, and they like start doing the clamp? And they like are opening it up. I just like feel so sick. And yesterday I was thinking about it. And I was like, literally, like, imagine me having a kid.
Oh,
if
no.
This thing makes me feel sick.
Imagine me having a child.
I know.
I'm going to be sedated.
She has white coat syndrome.
Yeah.
Which
is, I'm afraid of the doctors. Like, it's so unhealthy for you. Like, so unhealthy.
Bad.
I mean, I think I'm pretty healthy, but I should probably go see a doctor or something. Whatever. You know, I actually am in the midst of almost booking therapy. So proud of me, aren't you?
Guys!
I know.
This is huge!
I know. Please, applause. Insert applause here, Mike. Or Sean. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, enough about us though, right?
Seriously, no one cares.
Yeah, so if I ever fucked that guy, I'd never fuck him again. So best unfuck me story I think we've read so far. Yeah,
that's the best one.
Yeah, because he's psychotic. And
I would like to know how much the bill was. Because usually questions for you.
I have her in the DMs right now. So.
Okay, good.
Great. Moving right into our Roast Your Ex.
I'm ready.
AKA, y'all, we'll roast your ex for you on air. I have 15 seconds to read the little paragraph that you sent me. Abby times me, and it just feels great for all of us. It feels so good for me knowing that this is making you feel better. Because I'm here
for
you.
You get off on these girls reading it.
I know.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
I'm going to tell you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
You're a skinny douchebag who cried on my shoulder when we saw a dog's purpose. You're a spoiled brat who lives off daddy's money and you need a new hairstyle because it straight up resembles Donald Trump. I hope one day you learn how to have sex because, boy, you're the worst I've ever had. Best luck to you and your new girlfriend. Over Thanksgiving break, all your friends told me they hated her. XOXO with the bitch that cheated on you. You know who this is from?
Wait. XOXO, the bitch that cheated on you?
So... she cheated on him. I love that. But you're roasting him. I love that. This is Ronnie's, you know. She
this
sent
is our
it to
fucking
me.
Intern.
Ex-intern. I wish she was still our intern.
I miss
Shout
her.
Shout out Ronnie.
Wait,
Ronnie,
that's
I
so
love this
funny.
Because you use such specific details, like cried during dog's purpose.
Love a cry during dog's purpose.
I love that you can call him out on his human emotion. Normal to cry. And then the Donald Trump haircut, I mean, roast the fuck out of him. Get him.
Seriously.
And he's got a new girlfriend, Ronnie. At least she cheated on him. Am I right?
It's so funny. I love when, like, girls.
Did I get it in 15 seconds?
No. I love when girls will cheat on a guy and then, like, he leaves her, gets a new girlfriend, and she's like, I can't fucking believe that.
She's like, at least I fucking cheated on
That's
you.
That's literally me.
It's you.
I'm like, I cannot. Like, I'm appalled that he got a new girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, are you.
You're over me?
Are you.
Okay.
Not on my watch, buddy.
Not on my watch.
And I will continue
I'll
to harass
slide in the,
you
I'll
for the
slide
next 4 years.
DMs immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, girls.
Girls, girls, girls. We're talking about so much sex and ex and everything, but why don't we just honor our hot virgin of the week?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hot virgin.
You know what the hot virgin club is, or if you don't.
Yeah, read a book.
Read a fucking book, but it's... you guys tell us how you lost your virginity in usually a cringeworthy way and then you join the hot virgin club because we're not hot.
And we're not virgins.
Okay.
Bitch.
Here we go.
I can't wait.
So I was 17 and hooking up with this guy I liked all year. It was his first time too. And he put a condom on and then never went inside me. He was on top and just stabbing his dick into my thigh fat below. And I didn't know what to say because I was so embarrassed for both of us. And then he came from my thigh fat. Then he told me it was his first time too. And I was like, yeah, obviously. But we hooked up a few months later and he actually made it inside me. So I guess I lost it twice. I've never related to something more in my life.
You relate to this?
Well, it's funny. He came to her thigh fat. Like, his dick was just pounding into her thigh fat.
How did he not, like, know? This is so funny.
Can you envision this? Like, him just, like...
No, I envision. And, like, what's so funny is that, like, there must... Like, I'm, like, trying to picture it.
Yeah.
It's probably really close to your... He was probably really close. Give him that.
Like,
he's probably
right
really
here.
Close to your
but
vagina.
But, like... we've all been in the situations where, like, he can't, like, he's in, but he can't find it. You know what I mean? But this is, like, he wasn't even in the vicinity of the hole.
What's funny is when, like, guys will fuck you and it's, like, they'll get soft during. That's never happened to me, guys. I just, like, I'm thinking. But, like, when they do that and then they, like, are still fucking you with their soft. Like, I know that that thing is soft.
Yeah.
Like, and they, like, will try and play
Keep
me.
Keep going. And
like,
I'm like,
this is... No. Like, your dick is fully on my leg.
On my, like, just...
On my toes.
Slumped.
On my toes slumped.
On my toes.
Like, no.
Yeah.
And he came?
He came from the thigh fat. And he probably was like, man, I just lost my virginity.
Yeah, he's probably, like, texted, like, just had sex.
And then she...
I just had sex.
Oh, yeah, group chat. And then she had to, like, wipe it off with her hand.
Oh, honey.
This is funny, but at least you fucked him again and he got it inside. You gave him a second chance, which I don't know if I would have.
I think...
Necessarily.
You know, I love a second chancer.
I love a second chancer. But sometimes it's like, it's a kind of like a date thing, like a first date. And then you're like, the second date is almost like, I'll give you a second chance.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ah, but then he likes you too. Like, he wants a third date and you're like, I don't. And then it's more awkward to get out of there. But
I'm reading this book right now. Yeah, I read. I just can't read out loud. Okay, guys?
She has audiobooks.
I have audiobooks, so I can just listen because I'm dumb. And basically... What's wrong with you? And basically, it's talking about how, like, girls are too, like, judgmental and we, like, hope for too much in a relationship.
Yeah.
And we need to give more chances on dates because, like, nobody's going to be have a perfect first date. And everybody, and there's this, like, statistic that says, like, when people talk about their relationships who are, like, married now, it says... you know, when you're like, how'd you guys meet? Like, did you know it was like love at first sight? And they're always like, oh my God, yeah, I like knew.
Yeah.
They say that, but it never was.
No.
And they like, the people do like the statistics from like the first year, the third year, and the seventh year.
Wow.
And it always progressively gets worse. Damn. And they're like, and then like my parents, like when they first met, my mom like hated my dad.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I'm sure like when they first got married, they were like, we love each other.
We love each other so much.
So much.
I know like Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, it was the same way. I think when she met him, she was like, I was not attracted to him at all.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And now they're like, everyone loves them.
Yeah, everyone loves them.
It's the same
thing. Maybe that'll happen with us.
Maybe. Maybe like...
Like, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, once we get, like, our fillers and, like...
Our lip fillers and, like, Botox and,
like... And, like, whatever. My, and snacks.
My cryotherapy.
Like, if I turned sideways, you wouldn't be able to see me. That type of thing.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, frail. Somebody asked us how to get skinny without doing coke.
Yeah, in the DM.
Like, one, I'm sober. Don't ever fucking say that shit to me again.
Fucking rude.
Two...
They might not know that. Let's not, like, jump the gun.
Okay, you're right. Two...
Stop.
I'm not sure. How much are you doing it?
No, seriously. I think you like literally have a problem.
And you know what's just Adderall would be a lot easier.
Adderall.
Like, let's, I feel like let's scale it back.
Let's scale it back because this sounds very dangerous. I have this pet peeve of mine when people are like, when they brag about how much they haven't eaten all day.
Yeah.
I literally hate that. Even like it, not even if I had just eaten so much and them saying I haven't eaten anything makes me feel guilty. No, it's like I could have not eaten all day too, but they're like, I like literally like if, and they're like eating a big dinner, like I didn't eat at all today and now I'm eating
you
this
sound
dinner.
Like Paris Hilton.
No,
right now.
Seriously. And I'm like, cool. Like, why? I guess it's like a mental thing for people to like express that.
Yeah.
So people know. And this is the same way. Like when people like I've been around people that have done cocaine and they'll be like, and they'll be like, oh, my God, like I didn't eat all day because blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool. Yeah. Because you did fucking cocaine off the fucking.
Yeah. Off your dad's like BMW.
Exactly. Like, oh, congrats. Great.
Yeah.
Like, pretty sure I just enjoyed my fucking burger.
Yeah. I mean, grow up. Seriously.
And you can get skinny. In many different ways, sweetheart.
You can not eat. You can be bulimic. You can...
Let's not.
I'm kidding.
You can cut carbs, sugar.
Cut carbs, cut sugar.
Maybe get on a treadmill for a half hour today. I don't know.
Get
basics.
On a fucking treadmill. Take Adderall. I mean, any of these are really good options.
Like, just stop the cocaine discussion,
And let's limit that to, like... If you're doing it every day, let's limit it to once a week.
Like something.
Let's limit
it's
that.
Scale. You don't have to like cold turkey it. Scale back.
Let's scale it back.
Scale it back. Speaking of this cocaine story, there was someone that with a disaster roommate story. I read it. It's not included in ours this week, but it was I caught my roommate doing cocaine off our Wii remote. I'm like,
That's actually really fucking funny.
No, it's a new one. It's like, oh. Speaking of disaster roommates, moving right along to our disaster roommates of the week. We're coming back to regular format. Last week I just told one story because it was just like crazy and
funny.
I needed to tell it.
Yeah.
But this week I picked the top five this week.
Wow, you couldn't pick just four.
No, because there's really good ones.
Okay, I'm ready.
And then I'll read them. Abby doesn't know what they are and we'll rank them 1 through 5, worst to best, whatever. You get the fucking gist of it, okay?
Okay, don't yell.
Disaster roommate stories of the week. She didn't flush her toilet paper, so all of her shit covered toilet paper would sit in the trash bin exposed.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I've seen people, like I've seen shows like weird obsessions where they don't use toilet paper and they use cloths like handkerchiefs.
No, and then not on your shit.
Swear to fucking God. And then they wash them in the washer.
You know what I will say? This is fucking disgusting. That's number one. Number two, tampons are really bad for like the environment, the system, you know, like the toilet system, yeah. All that. And like you really shouldn't be flushing them. I don't get my period, so this doesn't affect me. But people who put their tampons in
the trash
and don't wrap it, or they it's just the whole thing is gross. But if that is shit, different story.
That's smelling, that is, you are releasing like
shit is not safe, I don't think, to be around.
No, at all. That's why like it's a like diaper fecal like matter. That's why when the baby shits, like the diaper's got to come off ASAP or else.
You know what I think about when kids have when people have babies and then like they shit themselves and it's a girl. Like, what if the shit goes to the vagina?
I know. Like, you have to full on clean. Like, and also, Abby, like, once we have kids, we got to say bye to the curlies. You can't. I know. You can't. Brittany, our art director at Betches, said something funny yesterday. She was like, oh, my nails are so short. She goes, I don't want poop getting under them.
Holy shit.
That's true. That's funny. Like all the Kardashians, they obviously don't change their kids' fucking diapers because their nails are so long, they'd be like disgusting. Anyway, that got a little off topic, but that's fucking gross.
Did you see that Kendall Jenner ranked Kylie and Kourtney the worst parents on James Corden? Yeah.
Yikes.
It was Rob Kardashian, shout out, love him, he's the best.
Yeah.
Then Khloe, Kim, Kylie, Kourtney.
Kourtney is the worst, I think.
I think Kourtney's the worst. And Kylie, I mean, she's going out every night. No way.
Her kid is an accessory. Legit.
Stormy's an accessory.
It's another Birkin bag for her to Instagram. Yeah. And guess what? It's working.
It's working.
Props to you. If I were a billionaire and I was bored, I'd be like, baby.
I would never.
Okay. So that first one, because we got
I feel gross.
Got off topic.
Yeah, sorry.
Was she didn't flush her toilet paper, so all of her shit-covered toilet paper would sit in the trash bin exposed. Gross. Okay. Two.
Hate that.
She lives in my walk-in closet.
Lives in it?
And
she pays rent there?
I guess. Maybe she just likes the area. But remember, this reminds me of the story that I told you of the girl found the guy in her closet, the homeless guy living in her closet at college.
I hated that.
This is just like funny to me, and that's why I included it, because it's like, why? She just likes the closet? I'm confused.
Maybe she's broke and that's where she has to live. She's probably
paying rent. That's another issue. But if she's paying rent, so be it. Let her live in the closet.
Let the bitch live in the closet.
Then you have another room for yourself.
She's clearly going through something.
Let her go through this.
Let her go through it alone.
With her thoughts. Three, would put his used fleshlight in the kitchen sink to get washed with the dishes. When I first read this, I thought it was a flashlight. I'm like, oh, dangerous. Electricity in the water. But I then asked around and I found out what a fleshlight is.
It's a pocket pussy. If you don't know what that is, it's a flashlight disguised when you take off the top of it to like put in the batteries. It is a full-blown vagina. And they just fuck that until they come.
I'm like gagging. Like, I feel like my throat's getting like full of like vomit thinking of that in the kitchen sink.
How is he cleaning it out is what I want to know.
Or is he waiting for some? I actually feel sick. Like a fleshlight, guys.
Fleshlight. I don't like that. Would you rather it be called fleshlight or pocket pussy?
Pocket pussy.
Me too. Then pocket pussy sounds cool.
Because a fleshlight, I didn't know what that was. I was like, oh, maybe it's a flashlight to like look up your butthole or something.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I need one of those though. Do you like sit in the mirror and like look at your vagina and stuff?
I mean, not on a daily basis, no.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I do.
Moving right along. Number four, she threw up in a bag and then threw it off the top bunk onto my sister who was visiting.
Yo!
That shit's funny. This is funny. So funny. Oh, could you imagine getting vomit?
No. I mean, I would be disgusted.
Disgusted. Right off the top bunk. There it goes. Number five. She hung condoms on the wall and put a voodoo doll under my pillow.
Wait, hung like used condoms?
I'm letting my mind wander. And in my head, used condoms are just dangling off the wall as a modern art.
I'm imagining fully used condoms dangling.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, stretched out to the nines.
Why stretched?
I don't know.
That is fucking disgusting.
And then the voodoo doll, she's after you move out. I actually think this girl said she moved out 2 weeks later.
Yeah, that'd be good.
She's got some weird, maybe she wanted you out. She got some weird things going on there. Weird. Number one.
Number weird, one.
The worst disaster room
in is shit in the thing. Because nobody, I mean, I'm not. I'm
I
not,
just don't get it. It's not like she's using a cloth like some people do.
Toilet paper is meant to be flushed.
Flushed. So I'm not understanding. This is harder for you, I feel. Like, instead of just dropping it, like, you have to put it. I'm so sick.
And, like, what if you, what if it, like, touches you on its way up out to the trash can? Like, what, like, I don't get the movement.
Now you have, like, poop on your, I don't know. There's I a don't lot under, of cleanup here. Yeah,
that's worst.
Okay.
Second, I'm going to say is the used hung condom. Oh, my God. The used hung condoms.
Hanging on the wall, like, pinned up with a tag.
Also, yeah, with like a, like the picture of the guy's face next to it. Like, this is who I fucked
victim
last.
Victim one.
Victim one. What I don't get is, I don't like people
why who you're use, using a condom.
Yeah, why are you using a condom? And two, I don't like people who use voodoo dolls. I think it's scary.
We actually had two on the
yeah, episode. You got them. I didn't get them.
Those are the Property Brothers as like little stuffed animals. I don't actually do voodoo, guys. Like, no.
Okay.
I would, but I don't. Three? What's three?
She threw up in a bag.
Oh.
That is
I don't even
repulsive.
Want my unborn child to throw up on me.
And you know what? It was probably a really drunk throw up, and it was probably like mushy, full of like your Chipotle from the night before.
Yeah.
And it's just like being thrown on you in a plastic bag. I feel like it would like hit me and like just like morph to my face. I feel sick to my stomach thinking about it. Throw up is disc. The other, we both had food poisoning. I think we already talked about this.
Yeah.
But like throw up makes me feel disgusting. So that.
Four.
Pocket pussy probably.
Uh-huh.
It's just unsanitary. It's not as bad as the shit going everywhere, but it's, I mean, it's not great.
No, that's like ranked two for me because you're in my dishes. I just don't.
Yeah, none of your dishes are getting cleaned.
No, none of them. I'm just like sick. And then five.
Walk-in closet. I mean, just let that bitch live.
Just let her live. She's going through
it. She's going through it.
So talk shit on your roommates, but you don't have to do it directly to them, and send us like your disaster roommate stories. You can DM us because I know y'all love using Instagram and none of you send us emails. So just kidding. Some of you do. But if you want to email us, offcampus@betches.com. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, also, Abby, we asked everyone if you guys need any more unprofessional advice.
Yeah.
I saw one that I think needs some explaining because it's kind of taken the internet by storm. Just kidding. Just a lot of people are interested. Someone said, what and how do I give sloppy toppy, as you put it, in 2 weeks, the Christmas episode?
Yes.
Let's hear it from the expert, sex addict, Abby. I didn't mean to say that.
Seriously. I mean, like, come on. So, sloppy toppy. If you guys want, I can give, like, a little tutorial one day.
An IGTV, maybe.
Yeah, an IGTV of how to give sloppy toppy. But basically, it's just you need a lot of spit in your mouth. And you use both hands. So, one's on the base of it, one's on the top. And then that's easier because you don't have to fit so much in your mouth. So, you're basically giving a hand job and a blowjob at the same time. And then once, you know, he's nice and erect, he's about to come, you go and tickle the balls at the same time because the balls are one of the most sensitive parts of the male body. I don't know if you know this, but tickle the balls, give the hand job and sucking the dick. That makes them come in, I mean, 2 seconds.
And that, folks, is how you give sloppy toppy.
That's how you give sloppy toppy.
How'd you come up with the name?
I don't know. Sloppy toppy.
Sloppy toppy.
Well, what confuses me is a lot of girls who are my friends and whatever, they'll be like, I hate giving head. Like, I don't get girls who like giving head. One, you prude bitch. You should always like it. Nobody loves giving me, I don't like to say head as like a boy, as a girl. Nobody
going
likes
down.
To eat me out,
going
but
down
like, you do it because you want to make them feel good.
Yeah.
The only reason that you say you don't want to give head or you don't like it is because you're bad at it.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
And listen, you want to lock down a boy, start.
Start giving sloppy toppy.
Handing out the BJs.
Start handing out BJs and make them good. Don't make them teethy. Don't, I mean, come on. So that's that.
And that is that. There you go, girl. Sloppy toppy for you. Maybe I'll record it. We actually got our TikTok. We put a TikTok. Follow us on TikTok.
Yeah, follow us.
We're like
off
famous.
_campus.
Yeah, like we're kind of janky with the _campus.
We're like famous.
Yeah, so we put up a TikTok and it was like skincare check. And it was me saying it. And then Abby Carly like threw lotion at my face. It looked I got like jizzed on my face. And then I like rubbed it and I was like, because you know how everyone's doing like rich friend check.
Rich friend skincare check.
So it's
everything.
Like a little parody. And Abby decides to upload it and hashtag come.
Because he's coming.
Immediately taken down. So we've been banned from TikTok.
Yay!
Okay. I wanted to talk about something in the beginning of the episode, but I forgot, so I'm going to do it now because it kind of relates to our anxiety of the week.
Okay.
I took your suggestion from last week and started watching When They See Us.
So sad.
And I'm on part two. There's four parts. I went like 10 minutes into part two, and I'm...
Are you bawling? Do you bawling?
Are you
bawling?
Like, I am fucked up by it. Yeah. And I feel like I texted Abby last night. I was like, I feel physically nauseous watching it.
I know.
Because of how fucked up the story is. Like,
I know.
I get, like, I can't even go in. Like, I want you guys to watch it. I would watch it alone.
Yeah.
Because it's very, like, you just think a lot while you watch it.
It's really, I watched the first
eye-opening.
Eye-opening. And I watched the first one with a white male Republican. And that, like, ruined it for me, and I couldn't watch it.
Because his commentary?
His commentary. And so I watched it again alone, like, a week ago, whatever. And it's just so
sad.
Upsetting.
It's upsetting is the word. And it's frustrating, I think, a lot.
Yeah.
But it is worth your while to watch it because you're like, holy shit.
It's also the actors are, like, so young, and they're just, like, so
fucking good.
So good.
Oh my God, I have the chills. Like, I cried.
Who's your favorite one?
Right now, Kevin.
Wait, which one's Kevin? Is that the youngest
little
guy?
Little guy, yeah, got hit. He's so adorable.
I know.
14 years old, I'm sick. And then Corey Wise, of course. But he's coming, like, his part's getting bigger as the parts come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
Speaking of Corey Wise, I DM'd the actor.
Who is our Zangzaddy of the week?
Who happens to be our Zangzaddy of the week, Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
He is honestly hot.
He's very hot.
And like when you get to the last episode, he's like in prison and he's like doing push-ups and shit, and they're like, are you ready for your parole? And he's like, I'm not speaking to them if they don't believe that I didn't do it. I'm like, oh, I have like chills thinking about it. He's so fucking hot.
And that's when Abby said, I'm a DM him.
Yeah, I DM'd him and I said, you're such a good actor, like, love you. He responded like, oh my God, thank you. I was like, oh, like, I'm gonna scream. And I said, oh my God, I didn't think you would respond. And he was like, I'm here, I responded, thank you, love. I was like, okay,
chills.
Are we
love?
He lives in the Bronx, so I'm gonna move to the Bronx and just fuck him.
We should have him on the podcast. Duh, we have such good ideas. And I'm so proud of you. This DM was not like,
it wasn't
alarming.
A lie.
It wasn't a lie. It wasn't alarming. You weren't like, I have a Polaroid of you.
That always works.
You
too.
Weren't like, let me suck your dick. You said, I love your work, and this is progress for you. Like, so mature.
I know.
I love you for that.
Mature.
But guys, so go follow him and watch the movie When They See It's on Netflix. Everyone has Netflix. His Instagram handle is @ Jarrell Jerome, and it's JHARRELJEROME. Give him a follow. DM him. Say, I like, go watch the show.
I love
him. He is amazing in it. He's basically what the entire thing is about, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, one of the main things.
Yeah. It's just really upsetting. And
you should go watch it and
if
cry.
If you're in the mood to cry.
Yeah.
Like, if a guy just fucked you over and you, like, can't get the tears out because you don't care that much, watch that, then you will.
Then you'll feel better, okay? And that is all we have for you today. Love you, whores, sluts, everything in between.
Everything in between.
We're working on normalizing those words so you don't feel so offended by them.
Yeah. Slut bag.
Bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Off Campus is hosted by Taylor Jackson.
And Abby Lloyd. The show is produced by Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Artwork is by Brittany Levine and Taylor Jackson. Social media by Taylor Jackson.
And Abby Lloyd. Be sure to follow us at Off Campus on Instagram and TikTok. And email your questions to offcampus@betches.com. You know, someone at the gym the other day asked me if I played sports, and I said, I used to play soccer, but I was terrible at it, because I was.
Stop. Get your thing off my, no, you're literally stepping on it. It's bringing my entire face down like that. You. 3, 2, 1.
And check. End scene.
End scene.
Betches.